With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. As the U.S. military buildup continues in the Middle East, foreshadowing a possible attack on Iran, American embassy personnel in Israel are being told that if they want to leave the country, they should do so now. Ambassador Mike Huckabee has fired off a memo to that effect. This follows yesterday's third round of indirect U.S.-Iran nuclear talks. So far, no deal over Iran's nuclear program. Former President Clinton testifies today in the congressional Jeffrey Epstein investigation. Yesterday, Hillary Clinton answered the committee's questions.
It was disappointing that they refused to hold a public hearing, so I wouldn't have to be out here characterizing it for you. You could have seen it for yourself. We had asked for that. We think it would have been better for the committee and its efforts to gather whatever information they are seeking.
She says she told lawmakers she has no information on Epstein's crimes and doesn't recall meeting him. Artificial intelligence pioneer Anthropic says it cannot grant the Pentagon's request for unrestricted use of its technology.
The Pentagon had given Anthropic an ultimatum to end restrictions on the use of its technology or face losing its Defense Department contracts. It's also threatened to use emergency powers to force the company to comply. But the Anthropic CEO, Dario Amodei, said he could not, in good conscience, agree to the request. He said AI-driven mass surveillance was a serious risk to fundamental liberties. And he warned that the technology was not yet reliable enough to power fully autonomous weapons, where targeting decisions could be taken without human involvement.
The BBC's James Reed. On Wall Street, the Dow down 630 points. The Nasdaq is off 264. This is SRN News. The Pew Research Center looks at black families in America.
The study finds that African Americans are more likely than other racial groups to think of at least one non-relative as a member of their family. And black people who are religious are the most likely of all. Pew reports that roughly 60% of black Christians say they have a non-relative they consider family, compared to 53% of religiously unaffiliated black adults. The survey also finds shared faith is a key to who gets to be included in African-American families. Michael Harrington reporting.
It has been nearly 4 years since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, and polls indicate that public opinion has remained relatively stable on abortion. 63% of Americans say abortion should be legal in all or most cases, compared with 36% who say it should be illegal in all or most cases. In 34 states and D.C., more people say abortion should be legal than say it should be illegal. This is SRN News. Some new findings regarding organ donations.
The vast majority of organ donations once came from people who were brain dead. But last year, about half of the deceased organ donations came from people who died when their hearts stopped beating instead. Researchers at NYU found wide geographic variation in what's called donation after circulatory death, suggesting it could be possible to further boost life-saving transplants. The findings reported Thursday in JAMA come as the government is developing additional safeguards for this type of donation after some rare reports of potential donors who showed signs of life shook public trust. Keith Peters, Washington.
Netflix is declining to raise its offer to buy Warner Brothers Discovery's studio and its streaming business. It is a surprise move. It effectively puts Paramount in a position to take over its storied Hollywood rival. More details at SRNNews.com.